This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can join us. Toll free here, 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Mark, you're going to tell us about a court ordering a father to treat his daughter as a boy. The toll free number again, if you want to join us here tonight, 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, you've got Ian,
Rich Paul,
and Mark.
Let's go to Tom. He's in Nashua, New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Do you know what discount postage is?
I do not.
Okay, well, it's something relevant if you mail a lot of stuff. If you've got a political campaign, let's say you're going to be sending out a lot of campaign mail. Or
are you talking about bulk rate?
No, I'm talking about discount postage. It has a lot to do with stamp collecting because these people over the years, maybe they bought a lot of panes of commemorative stamps figuring they were going to go up in value, and they don't. Or they buy a pane of stamps and they save the plate block and they don't use up the rest of them before they, there's more stamps coming out. So there's all these stamps that are available on the market for less than face value. And the advantage here is that, you think about it, all these 8-cent stamps that they're from 8-cent commemorative days that are available below face value, the Postal Service has already been paid for them. And if you buy these up, you click a few keys and learn about discount postage, click a few keys.
So there's a secondary market, if you will, a sort of a reseller's market in stamps that people bought, they got too many of, they realized they didn't want to deal with having them, and they just decided to sell them off at fractions of whatever their actual face value is.
And what people need to know about that, there's two things. First of all, you save money if you use it. If you buy them at a local local stamp show, or if you buy them, over the internet, you save some money, but you're also not giving your money to the government-run postal service. You're giving the money to, it stays
That's
in the
good
economy.
Point. Now, can you buy, is it all low value, meaning like 8 cent, 10 cent, 4 cent, what, are they all small number stamps, or can you get some 25 cent stamps and things like that at, what is the typical price? If you're going to buy an 8 cent stamp, what are you going to pay per stamp if you're buying in bulk?
Well, it's anywhere from 80% to 90% typically, but, it varies. And if you live in New York City and you're sending out a ton of campaign mail, you can get even better deals with United Nations postage stamps because the only place you can use them is you lug all your mail to the United Nations headquarters and dump them in the mail there. But those are also valid postage stamps at the United Nations headquarters, so you get a better deal than that. And it would actually have some effect if you're sending out campaign mail because people will actually it'll catch their eye, and, they might set it aside for Aunt Linda who collects stamps, and they'll read it while they're doing it. Or they'll open it.
Yeah, it's an interesting idea. Now, of course, you are going to spend more time putting stamps on your letter, given that, 49 cents, I believe, is the current price?
It went down to 47 cents. So, yeah, to put three.
Is that true? It actually went up to 49 and then back down? Is that the first time that's ever happened
in many years? But yeah. The thing is, if let's say they set the envelope aside and they're going to take the stamps off, while they're at it, why don't they open it up and see what's inside it? This is why campaign mail is usually on cards and not, unless they're asking for money, not on sealed envelopes, because you get a lot of people who are just plain too apathetic to bother to open up an envelope to find out where the candidates stand on the issues, which is very sad. But those votes.
You don't need to read their propaganda.
Most of the time, I'm pretty sure I know where the candidates stand on the issues.
It's an interesting idea, though, Tom. Thanks for the call tonight. The toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. The suggestion being that you can get a break if you're willing to buy some old stamps that collectors just didn't end up cashing in on. And I imagine, I wonder, I've never really looked into the stamp collecting world. Is that still a thing? I imagine some people are into it. But has it really worked out? He says it hasn't. I imagine there are some stamps that have value among other collectors.
Well, there's a lot of stamps out there that are collectible and that trade above value, but
many
you know.
Not.
Yeah, I would imagine that a lot of the stamps that he's coming about, I mean, some of them would come from collectors, but also
just like baseball cards.
If you start a business and you buy, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of stamps, and then you end up bankrupt, what happens to those stamps?
You're selling
them all. They probably end up on the secondary market at a discount. I can see how they would.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. You can tell us about, you know, whatever's on your mind. Let's go to David. He's in Keene on Skype. Keene, New Hampshire. Hello, David.
Hello.
Hey there. You're on the air.
Okay, this is my question. I didn't get a message. Well, anyway. It's about a commercial you have on with Chris Cantwell selling for Donald Trump. I just think that seems anti-liberty. Chris Cantwell, some people think he's a racist, and Donald Trump is like a fascist, and it just seems antithetical to the ideas of liberty, and I just thought
I tend to agree with you on that, David. This is Mark's baby, so Mark, maybe you could address the question here.
Sure. You're talking about the Trump dollar, and I had Cantwell cut the ad for the Trump dollar.
And you read it live on this show every now and then.
I think that, the Trump dollar delivers what they say they're going to deliver, right?
What's a Trump dollar?
If you go to TrumpDollar.us, you can buy a copper Trump dollar for $5. And it is, you know, I mean, it's a commemorative sort of token. You can also, it has...
it's made by the Liberty Dollar guy, Bernard von Nothaus.
Right. And there's plenty of Liberty...
Yeah. I was shocked, too, when I heard about that.
By the way...
that's too bad. He's supposed to be at Porkfest this year.
That's correct.
He was very happy with the results initially of his advertising.
Is that right?
So, you know, enough of our listeners wanted to buy Trump dollars that it was a good place for him to advertise. Now, he... rightly so, understood that there are very few places that he could advertise to be able to reach a general audience. Now, I'm not saying that's libertarian.
And get a good price.
Yeah, and get a good price. So he, you know, he wanted to advertise on Free Talk Live, and that's fine.
Didn't he send you one?
Yeah, I got it.
You still haven't brought it in here yet.
What, you wanted to see it?
Well, yeah. I mean, you're talking about it on the air. Let's see this thing. I know Bernard von Nothaus makes a quality product.
It's a quality product.
I'm sure it looks nice. I jumped on it
for
this.
Could we make some more Ron Paul dollars, though? Those things rock.
Yeah, I mean, those will always sell.
For president, though.
But yeah, I see where you're coming from. So I called you out on this one when we first read the copy for it on the air, Mark, and I said, well, did Free Talk Live just jump the shark taking this advertiser on? And to some extent, I think that the critiques are legitimate, that, you know, this is not a particularly principled thing to do. But then again, you need to feed your family, right? So it's not like it's a scam product. Like you're saying, it's really copper. Yeah. It's really what it says that it is.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really infer an endorsement by the... by the show when it sells advertising copy. I mean,
some people would.
I suppose if you went and asked the producers of Friends, maybe they really love Snickers bars and they think they're the greatest thing since sliced bread, and that's why Snickers was advertised during Friends. But I would not infer that. I would not assume that Jennifer Aniston is chowing down on Snickers bars because they're advertised on her show.
I think in the case of live reads that one can...
live reads are a little bit different.
It sounds like an endorsement.
Oh,
I think it is an endorsement. I agree that it is an endorsement. And I endorse Trump dollar in the sense that they will provide you with precisely what they say they will. They did for me. They made a quality product, and that's that. I mean, I don't, you know, if you want a copper medallion with Donald Trump's face on it, I recommend TrumpDollar.us.
Above all other copper Trump faces.
Right. If I...
Okay.
Fair enough. If I go and...
Which, interestingly enough, I mean, copper is exactly the right color for it, though, because it's, like, natural for him, you know? He's got the whole orange thing going, so he's pretty copper-colored.
Spray on tan?
Yeah, he's got the copper-colored spray on tan. I wonder if that was just he wanted to match his coin.
Not a single one of my listeners is going to buy a copper Trump dollar. dollar from TrumpDollar.us unless they want one.
That's true. Toll-free number here, 855-453, 855-450-3733. And we weren't going to talk about it tonight, so this is kind of freebie in this evening. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We did talk about the TSA in the first hour of the show. You're welcome to continue the comments there with huge delays, apparently worse than ever, it seems like. Passengers are frustrated, but ultimately, what can really be done about it? Some airlines are hiring people to kind of take away some of the routine, I guess, of going through the lines. They are instructing people on the basics of how to get through the lines quickly so they can hopefully try to speed things up, because right now a lot of people are missing their flights. There's a story over at the AP talking about, American Airlines. They held at least 5 flights at Dallas-Fort Worth on Friday morning because the passengers stuck at security lines. On the 720 flight to Vegas, 52 of the 160 passengers, that's a third of the plane pretty much, were not on board 10 minutes before departure. American held the plane an extra 13 minutes past their scheduled pushback from the gate. Because remember, the longer that jet stays there, the longer the other one that's supposed to come in on time
right.
is not going to be on time. So they can only stay for so long. That meant another 23 passengers were able to get on board, but 29 of them still missed the jet and had to take later flights. A few gates away, 27 passengers missed their flight to Orlando. At another American hub, Chicago's O'Hare International Airport security lines peaked at an hour and 45 minutes long
Jeez.
On Thursday. Delta Airlines CEO Ed Bastian told the Associated Press that, quote, the longer lines get, the more passengers are going to miss flights, and there's not much you can do about that. That's true. If you're the airline, you are being held hostage by this TSA checkpoint nonsense. Now, of course, the TSA would like you to know about the pre-check program. Mark, you said you would have joined this program.
I would have, yeah.
As a felon, you're immediately disqualified.
Or a violent felon or something, yeah.
From it. Launched nationwide in 2012, pre-check gives previously vetted passengers special screening. Shoes, belts, and light jackets stay on. Laptops and liquids stay in their bags. And these flyers go through standard metal detectors rather than the explosive detecting full-body scanners that most pass through. Pre-check security lanes can screen 300 passengers an hour, which is twice that of the standard lanes.
It's just that nobody wants to pay the extra for it.
Not only do you have to pay extra for it, but you also have to submit yourself to more scrutiny.
It is extra work ahead of time, that kind of thing.
The TSA offered Congress a lofty goal of having 25 million flyers enrolled in the program, but as of March 1st, only 9.3 million people were pre-check members.
Huh. So I'm surprised it's that high.
Applicants must pay $85 to $100 every 5 years. Most must also trek to the airport for an interview before being accepted. Getting a once-a-year flyer to join has obviously been a challenge. So there you go. Toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. New York City's airports are saying they can no longer tolerate TSA's inadequacy. But what are they going to do about it?
It would probably be cheaper to pay people to join PreCheck than to buy these extra screeners, to pay these extra screeners.
Because the union says they want 6,000 more screeners.
Yeah. So instead of paying for 6,000 more government employees, and I can only imagine what, including benefits, these people get paid, call it $50,000 a year. We're talking a lot of money compared to giving people $50 to be a one of these pre-checkers. Not that big of a deal.
Getting annual flyers to sign up for pre-check, though, would be of limited benefit because they don't go to the airport very often. So in terms of managing your line size, that's not the tree I would be barking up.
If you,
I would be looking for the guys who fly on business,
right? Absolutely,
10 times a year. Probably what you'll find also is the people who are signed up are the most frequent flyer. So then, you want to find a way to push your marginal flyer down and make it cheaper for him to sign up.
If government bureaucracies weren't so bureaucratic, what they would do is there would be a little code on the ticket of a person who is a frequent flyer, even if they're not 10 times, even if they're 4 times a year, and then the TSA would see the code and while the guys or the gal or whomever it is putting their belt on and getting their shoes back on, they can step up and say, hey, do you have an hour? Or do you have a half an hour until your flight?
Because nope. I was standing in line for 2 hours.
We'd like to take you in the office and do a screening for you, and then we could make you a pre-check, and you can go through twice as fast the next go-around. And we're willing to offer it to you for free. This is normally a $100 value. And if you'd be willing to do that, we'll even give you a free bottle of water we confiscated from somebody.
Here's what you do when the line is super, super long. you say, okay, if you sign up for this program, we'll sign you up in 15 minutes, and then you will immediately be allowed through security.
There you go.
That would get people signed up
sure
for
would.
It.
In the story from ABC News about New York City's airports complaining to the TSA about these lines, this is a relatively recent story, came out last week, because I was wondering, like, why don't they change to private security? Why haven't we seen this really happen?
Because they're not allowed to is probably the reason.
Well, according to the story here, New York's airports aren't the first to make these threats. The busiest airport in the country, Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson, made a similar threat in February. There are fewer than 24 airports using private screening. Most of those airports are very small, but there are exceptions. San Francisco International Airport and Kansas City International Airport both have private firms handling a significant number of passengers. The companies must meet the same standards and protocols as the TSA and pay its officers at least what the TSA pays. So a lot of the reasons why you would want to change to the private security are sort of negated by the fact that they basically have to be a private version of the TSA. But nonetheless, I bet you they still do a better job. I bet you they're better managed and they're moving more passengers per hour than the TSA.
If they don't do a better job, they're going to be replaced by the TSA.
The airports and firms also must first pass an approval process. TSA representative says the agency is addressing the growing volume of travelers, but, quote, the TSA's primary focus is the current threat environment as the American transportation system remains a high-value target for terrorists. This comes back to a statement you made while we were off the air a little while ago, Rich. You had said that the fact that people, terrorists, are not attacking the checkpoints themselves is evidence that there isn't really much of a terrorist threat in the first place.
Yeah, well, I mean, what better way would there be to attack the American government but to kill a bunch of people in a way which exposes their glaringly obvious incompetence in setting up a security system in the first place?
Right.
I mean, it doesn't even compute what they're trying to do. We're going to take your supposed bomb in your water bottle away and throw it in the trash.
What would they do then? I mean, if someone were to detonate a bomb at the TSA checkpoint, which are now loaded with people, apparently, more so than normal, what would the government's response be? I think you're right. It brilliantly calls them out. And what are they going to do?
They'd
move
have
the
to
checkpoint?
They'd have to put another checkpoint behind the checkpoint. But, of course, then somebody can go blow that one up.
Yeah.
You know, it would have to be a light. The way they would arrange it would be to have it be a lighter checkpoint, so the line there never got as long, or so they would promise. But it wouldn't work out.
No, of course not. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Amazon's planning to sell you diapers. They got their own private label that they are launching, and they sell you other things too, like food, detergent, batteries. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts on whatever's on your mind.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro 1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, we'll talk about Amazon getting into heavier, apparently, into the private labeling business. And that's always good news for customers because private labels I've always been a huge fan of, where you can buy essentially the same kind of quality product that you get from the name brands for less. And, of course, Amazon is great at doing that. We'll talk more about that on the way. You can also bring up what's on your mind. And it's Ian, Rich, and Mark in the studio with you here tonight. Mark, you're going to be telling us coming up, though, immediately about court ordering a dad to treat his daughter as a boy. And we'll get into that. But first, are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Well, stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. So stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, and spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. All right, let's hear about this story from court. Where's it coming from?
LifeSiteNews.com. It is from Steve Weatherby. Prince George, British Columbia, faced with two estranged parents in utter disagreement about their daughter's wish to be a boy, a British Columbia Supreme Court has appointed the child a legal guardian to protect her interests. The father not only wants his daughter to cease taking hormone blockers, 11-year-old, but also to cease all contact with transgender activists or transgender-friendly therapists. Though the case is about whether the 11-year-old can give informed consent on such serious medical treatment, which is intended to delay the onset of female puberty, the judge appears to have already conceded the point by referring to the girl by her preferred male initials, JK, and accepting her male self-identification. In his ruling, Mr. Justice Ronald Skullrood declared that this case is really about J.K. and his role in determining his own future. In my view, these issues cannot be properly considered without J.K.'s direct participation.
I tend to agree.
I think it's. Yeah. I think this is a fascinating question because, first off, can 11-year-old make these decisions? Because I can tell you the government doesn't think an 11-year-old can make lots of other more menial decisions.
That's true.
Yeah. And you can decide to change your sex, but not to have sex. Mm. That's interesting. You can lose it, but you can't use it.
Right. This is an 11-year-old. It's not even considered pubescent in many cases. I mean, in this case, the child is not pubescent because they're taking hormone blockers. And that is a pretty serious choice. Like a tattoo, you can make the choice for a tattoo until you're 18, but you can choose to essentially change your gender at 11.
Well, I agree with the judge that absolutely the young person should be consulted in this entire thing. I don't agree that the dad should be forced to have his opinion changed or to act as though he doesn't hold the opinion that he does. If dad doesn't want to support his kid, you know, that should be his choice to do that.
Right. I think that you can choice. I believe an adult, I'm not sure what I think about this case. I believe an adult can choose to change their gender if that's what they wish. They cannot force me or anybody else to refer to them by any particular pronoun. They may make a fuss about it, and they may make me uncomfortable, and they may make my life uncomfortable to the point that I'd then decide to go ahead and call them that, but they can't dictate to me my actions.
I'll generally do it just because it's the courteous thing to do, but sometimes I'll make a mistake and I'll, you know, accidentally call he or she or whatever.
Sure, if you're dealing with somebody who's transitioning, I imagine they're dealing with the difficulty all the time.
It's not like I did it on purpose or was trying to offend someone or whatever.
But I think that there's an end to this at some point, too. There's this new thing where you're supposed to, I must be referred to the, please refer to me by the pronoun je, right? Like this whole thing where, you know, this is just a little
non-gender pronoun.
Yeah, the non-gender pronoun thing.
My response would be, yeah, I'm not going to do that. Well, if you don't want to talk to me, you don't have to.
I think the proper response.
I don't even know what those pronouns mean. I wouldn't know how to use them in a sentence.
For me, it's just a little much for me to deal with. But I'm sure that there's somebody who's listening who thinks that this is a really important thing. And, I'm not going to exclude that I'll never, ever do this. I just think that, there's a way that you can, lampoon this by saying, oh, yeah, well, I prefer to be referred to by my my soul name, Big Daddy Rhino Schwantz. And you may not use a pronoun in referring to me as, you must refer to me, and every time you refer to me as Big Daddy Rhino Schwantz,
instead of he
or whatever, Mark, whatever it is. And so I've added a whole bunch of syllables, right? And if you get it wrong, it's offensive, and it's a crime against humanity, and, like the whole thing. And that just kind of shows that, this is difficult for people to sort of internalize. And they don't want new pronouns. I do understand that this is a particularly important issue to a lot of people.
And it's not uncommon for someone who is transgender or transitioning to say that they made that decision early in life or had that realization.
Yeah.
Some of them just, they come to this conclusion and this understanding about themselves that, I'm not supposed to be this gender. And a lot of that happens at young ages.
Sure.
Did you guys know that I'm trans, though?
Trans,
I didn't know that.
Here we go.
I'm transracial. I was born mostly white, but I identify as human. And I actually want that to become a thing.
On a checkbox, like on a form or whatever?
As a checkbox on a form, and I would like to encourage others of all races to become transracial and just discard their racial baggage.
I like that.
And realign their allegiance to the human race.
That would be an interesting proposal to put forward. Like, if you could find one of the Liberty reps here in New Hampshire, because here in New Hampshire we've got this migration of libertarians that are coming here because concentrating activism works, and that's happening here, where we've actually got nearly two dozen liberty-minded people who are, like, real principled, libertarians, anarchist types, voluntarists in the state legislature, you could propose that any state form that has a race box on it or whatever, you know, check boxes for race, I'm sure they exist. The state, of course, they have that somewhere, either it be eliminated entirely or human be added to the list of options. You could do something
that would
like
that. That would actually be good, and there might be a way to tie it into the church such that our religious freedom required that we be permitted to identify as human.
It would be interesting to watch the discussion, too, because every bill in New Hampshire, this is different from other states from what I understand. I don't know if I don't know how many states have this, but New Hampshire is one of them that does, where every single proposal, no matter how crazy sounding it might be, because there's 400 state reps, some of them are crazier than others, every single proposal has to have a public hearing. So at some point, if you found someone to sponsor that legislation, there would be a public hearing at which you and I or anyone else could attend. It would be interesting to hear the arguments against doing that. I suspect one of them would be cost, because they would say, oh, well, we've already got all these forms printed up, and so, you know, we can't just spend the taxpayers' money unnecessarily, because New Hampshire's a very flinty state. They don't want to spend too much, generally.
And the easy answer there is, that's fine. Just do it by attrition. When you run out of these forms, you'll have to print new ones, and that will cost money anyway.
They'll also say that, look, this demographic information is important. We need to know, you know, people tend to act similarly in groups, whatever those might be. So many of the groups that we
see it, that's when you start calling them a racist. What, you want to know what color I am, so you want to know how I'm going to behave? Haven't we given up that kind of classification?
I like it. Oh, I'm with you. So when we got our marriage license, I refused, in Sarasota County, Florida, I refused to give a race. And I'm sure that this poor lady who was just taking this form was like, oh, for God's sake. Right? Like, she just wanted to be done with all of this. But she gave me all my choices, and apparently there was a choice of business as a race. They didn't have human, wasn't a choice, but business was a choice of race. So according to my marriage license that, you know, my wife and I got, we're business race.
Huh. Wow, she's married to Mark Edge Incorporated.
I don't know why. It's weird.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's more to the story.
If I declare my race to be business, then do I have a constitutional right to trade?
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and you can join us here also on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting the dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs. And if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple 2 steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we'll continue. You may bring up whatever's on your mind. We've been discussing a story out of Canada where a judge has decided that a father has to respect his daughter's choice, born a female, to transition into a male. And I guess dad is not happy about that. Originally, what was it, Mark? He wanted her to stop taking certain medication.
Hormone blockers.
Which she has been taking for I'm not sure how long.
Yeah, and to stop seeing, like, therapists and those sorts of things.
She's 11 years old, or he, or the person in question.
The court has ordered you to refer to her as a he, so there you go. Let's see,
I'm not never misgender transgendered, but I'm now tempted to misgender this poor person just because there was a court order saying that her father should not, and I'm sorry, it's... That's just
for me. The issue is the age of majority here. I mean, you know, having a kid, I realize they're fickle. They change their minds. They don't necessarily know what they want. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe there's a good chance that this young girl transitioning to boy knows what he wants. And I'm not going to stand in the way of that. But as a father, I find this to be really complicated. The father also gets to decide how his life's going to go. And he should be able to call his daughter into his mind, whatever pronoun he wishes to call her. But I also think that, you know, an 11-year-old's going to decide relatively quickly where he wants to be hanging out. And if he doesn't want to hang out with dad any longer, then that's going to be on dad.
Well, even if this isn't, you know, we can take this out of the realm of transgender, that issue, because that's a hot issue right now.
It's a hot issue.
What if this were some other malady that the child had come down with, some kind of sickness, and mom and dad had a disagreement on how to treat that sickness?
That's exactly. It happens all the time.
Yeah, and frequently the state will become the tiebreaker there. But the thing is, this is pretty rare what they're actually apparently demanding this guy to do, which is they will sometimes order you to refrain from saying things that you believe to be true, but it's actually pretty rare that you will have a court order requiring you to say something that you maintain is false. And that is a pretty egregious violation of the right to conscience, the right to be who you are and to say who you are and to let it be.
You should be free to be an a-hole.
I mean, I guess the closest you can come is sometimes they will require you to apologize, but that's...
Well, we are talking about Canada, so I wonder if the Canadian system is different.
Oh, Canada, there is no First Amendment.
That's true. There are restrictions about, like, hate speech on the radio in Canada, for instance.
Yes, true. You can actually be arrested for denying the Armenian genocide in France, I believe. Or at least the Jewish genocide.
Her father, referred to as N.K., has persisted in referring to his daughter by her female name at birth, or P.K., in court documents, despite an earlier court order that he refer to her with male pronouns, name, and initials. I think that this the site particularly has a bend on it, so I'm just reading it as they say it.
I've got another version from The Star, which is the Toronto paper as well. Yeah. So
the child is in joint custody along with a younger sibling of unstated gender, but both children spend most of their time with their mother, A.H., A.H. and N.K., that's the father, have been married twice to each other starting in 1999, were divorced, and a second time late last year, having produced one child in each marriage.
Does that ever work out when somebody – it does when somebody gets married, divorced, and then marries the same person a second time? That actually – do you know somebody who's stuck with it the second time around?
My in-laws. And he's got a father-in-law's got a really great set of jokes, because, you know, the first marriage, my mother-in-law raised kids and these kinds of things. The second marriage, he basically does all the cooking and the cleaning and a variety of things like that. Well, just, you know, he has
Mr. Mom.
He's home more.
He's trans-rolled.
So he says my first wife was a much better cook, and, you know, it's pretty good.
They're still together.
Got back together, so whatever. All the best to them.
Yeah, see, that's always a great, great subtle way to send your wife a message, to start introducing her as, I'd like you to meet my first wife.
More from the story?
Yep, going on. Most of the intervening years when married, they spent apart, with the mother twice living in New Zealand while she got what the court calls specialized medical training during her second sojourn there in NK, took care of the children, according to AH, the mother. Her daughter displayed masculine behavior very early, but the issue came to a head last year when her daughter reacted strongly to a shopping trip for her first training bra. A.H. got psychological help for her child, after which her daughter expressed the wish to take the hormone blocker Lupron. According to Skullrud's ruling, A.H. supports this course of treatment, whereas N.K.'s view is that the child has not been adequately and independently assessed so as to permit a proper determination of whether this treatment is the child's best interest. Now, it looks like N.K., the father, has had the child for a great deal of its life. Now, that's a little unusual, because the mother had gone two times to New Zealand, didn't take the kids with her. So you're not talking about, for me, if the mom gives birth to the kid, the mom provides the vast majority of care to the kid, even if the father's providing money, I get that that's important, but I see the primary role of the parenting going to the mom in that case. However, if dad's left to do the parenting while mom's off in New Zealand doing, you know, nurse training or whatever it is that she's doing, that kind of changes things to my mind and makes it makes this whole thing that much more convoluted and murky. The 11-year-old wants to be called male and wants to take hormone blockers. The mother says, sure, I just got back from New Zealand. That sounds like a great idea. The dad's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Hey, I don't see any reason for this. And
dad has a conspiracy theory, according to thestar.com. It says here that he believes his child is being directed by a group of transgender activists.
Well,
and that he has
concerns. Has it ever happened?
And that he has concerns about what he believes is a dangerous drug.
Has anyone ever been convinced? Has anyone ever had a sex change operation? Has anyone ever made a decision that they regretted?
Sure.
Has anyone ever made a decision to get a sex change that they've regretted?
I bet that's happened.
Yeah, as I understand it, it happens on a relatively regular basis, not all the time or even a majority of the time. So is somebody who's 11 more or less likely to make a poor decision, and are they more or less likely to be have their mind turned if they're, you know, in some kind of transgendered activist group? I don't know the answer to any of this stuff, but I can tell you that we are no longer allowed to unicize young boys so that they can sing soprano. So that says to me that, you know, if that was the stated reason, I want to be a castrati, I'll bet we wouldn't let a young boy do it.
That's interesting, right? I mean, and then, you know, take the government out of this picture, because one of the things we talk about a lot on this show is, well, how would things work without the coercive state around to tell people what to do? What happens in a private agreement between parents? Because ultimately marriage is a contract.
Yep.
And what happens to the children, who some people believe should be sort of as autonomous as they want to be, but others believe young people should be children until some arbitrary age determined by, well, in this case, some governments, but in their case, you know, arbitrarily determined by whoever. I don't know who would determine that.
I think that is when you demonstrate the ability to take care of yourself.
Mm.
And as far as I'm concerned, there are plenty of 30-year-olds living in their parents' basements who are not adults, and that there are some 14-year-olds who are. So I don't know. I mean, I can't claim one way or the other, but I would say that you have to demonstrate the ability to take care of yourself and to handle the consequences of your actions. Is this child able to do that? I don't know the answer to that.
Well,
but
who decides
well,
that?
Certainly we have to. If you look at Alexander the Great, okay, in command of armies, setting out to take over the world and doing it very successfully.
He was very young.
He was,
right?
15 years old.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, so was he an adult? Well, I certainly wouldn't have wanted to tell him he wasn't. He had a sword. if he had come to me with sword in hand and asserted his adulthood, I probably would have said, sure you are, kid, as you were, you know?
And if he said he wanted to be called Alexandra, you'd be fine with that, too.
Well, yeah.
With the Greeks, one never knows what they were demanding.
The toll-free number.
Wasn't he Macedonian?
Well, yeah, well, it's Macedonian to you, pal.
Okay.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You know, who decides whether this young person has the maturity, the ability, the life experience to be able to make these decisions absent the state? 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. If you want to join us, our 3's on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Could you use up to $35,000? No need to shop around for loans anymore. LoanUS.com is a convenient online way to connect with a lender based on your unique background and provide you a loan of up to $35,000. And LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. Use the loan to pay for emergency expenses, medical bills, debt consolidation, home improvement, large purchases, and even taxes.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.